good.
Hey there, this is Tanya Wright from MasterTheMontessoriLife.com, the place for Montessori lovers ready to make themselves centered, organized Montessori guides, nurture happy, normalized children, and create smooth, successful Montessori days. Let's get you closer to your transformation today. Welcome.
Hello, welcome to Master the Montessori Life Show. Today, I am so excited to tell you that, number one, I am Tanya Wright, your Montessori coach. I love to just help everyone with their Montessori journey wherever they are at, if they are brand new or if they have been doing it for many, many years. I am the creator of the Montessori Life Foundation, the Montessori Way Foundation's framework, sorry. And I love hanging out with my clients because they are learning, they are growing, they are advancing so much, and they are just such a joy to have around. And you know what? The best part is that if I can change the one life and they can turn around and change children's lives, then I am all for it. And I am winning already because I help these people better the world, right? They are world changers. So before we get into today's very, very encouraging training, I want to invite you to a couple of things. First off, it's my two Facebook groups. One is called the Montessori Way Prep Room. And that one is for Montessori only. So if you love all things Montessori, then feel free to join the Montessori Way Prep Room. All you have to do is go to Facebook. And then in that search window on the top left, you're going to see, you're going to enter, type up the Montessori Way Prep Room, and you will find that group. So you will request to join, and then that's it. And if you are a homeschooler, whether you're doing Montessori or maybe part Montessori or not Montessori at all, that's fine too. You will want to be in the natural homeschool community. My two blogs are thenaturalhomeschool.com and MasterTheMontessoriLife.com. There is some Montessori material in the Natural Homeschool website, but I have been working on migrating most of the Montessori stuff over to Master the Montessori Life, just to have it all contained in one place. But if you are a homeschooler, you are more than welcome to join the Facebook group called the Natural Homeschool Community. We talk all things homeschool there, activities for homeschoolers, support for homeschooling parents, and all of that good stuff. And then I also want to tell you that we have a bunch of different trainings. This training today is live show number 44, episode number 44. That means that you have 43 live trainings that you haven't seen or experienced yet. And all of those are Montessori related, Montessori topics that you can literally turn around and start applying today. So if you want to grow more in your Montessori journey, you want to go to masterthemontessorilife.com/live-trainings. And that is going to take you to the landing page that has all of the trainings, all of the live trainings. All right. I give you the video, the audio, the resources, and the blog post. So there's nothing to lose. You just need to dedicate some time to do some growing and some learning. And you know what? Every time I do these live trainings and I publish the articles with the resources, they are added automatically to this link. So save that in your browser, in your bookmarks on your browser, so you can visit it often and do more and more trainings. All right. And the last thing I want to invite you to do is to join our weekly emails. These weekly emails are going to keep you updated on all things Montessori. If there is a new training, if there is a free download for you to get, if there is some sort of an event like a workshop or a showinar, if there's a sale in the shop, if there's a new product or something, a new resource that you will want to have. I don't bombard you with a ton of emails. I just send you exactly what you need when you need it. And it keeps you updated so you don't miss a thing. And go to masterthemontessorilife.com/emails. And then you sign up there. You can also go to masterthemontessorilife.com, and on the home page, you're going to see the sign up right there where it says join our newsletter. So you have two different options there. All right, now let's get started with our training. It is such a great topic to talk about today. I really feel that around this time of year, and it doesn't matter when you're watching this, but right now it's October. So it's towards the end of the year, towards the end of the first semester of the school year. And there are some of us that are already showing signs of maybe getting into a rut, getting a little tired, getting a little worn out and discouraged, whatever you want to call it. So there are different things that are going through our minds that can discourage us about the Montessori philosophy. Not because there's anything discouraging about the Montessori philosophy itself, but I want to talk to you about this topic, and I want you to walk away today from this training completely and fully encouraged and excited about Montessori again. So today's topic is, this is why I don't worry about knowing everything about Montessori. And I will explain more on what that means in a minute, okay? If you are reading this, or you are watching this, or you are listening to this right now, then it must be because you either love the Montessori method or you are very curious about it. Montessori is one of the most unique and special educational approaches for many reasons, but there are a few that really stand out. Now take a second here and think about what are some things that attracted you to the Montessori philosophy in the first place. Yes, I'm going to get a little drink. We will be discussing some of these unique qualities in this training, so stay with me until the very end. You are most likely thinking that you need to have all the Montessori knowledge or go through every Montessori training you can get before applying what you know, just to make sure that you do it right, right? Well, that is not necessarily true. And this principle applies to both those that work at Montessori schools and those that are doing Montessori at home. So pay attention. In this training, let me share with you why I don't worry about knowing everything about Montessori before getting started, before turning around and starting applying what I have learned. Okay, ready for slide number one? Make sure you take notes today. Number one, make sure that children are learning. And the reason why I don't worry about knowing everything about Montessori all at once before I start applying it is because children are learning. As the Montessori guide, you are not supposed to be the center of attention, but you are the mastermind behind your prepared learning environments. All right. As you learn more about human development, Montessori sensitive periods, and how mixed-aged classrooms are best, you will be setting out to set up the best works for the children that you are working with. One of the reasons why I don't worry about knowing everything about Montessori before applying it is because I will focus on making sure that children are learning. Pay attention to the children, guys. Observe them closely, take notes, reflect, and follow the child. If a child is learning a new skill or is practicing a learned skill and is moving toward mastery, then you are already winning. You don't have to wait until you know everything about the Montessori philosophy to get started. So don't let that freeze you up. I understand that you want to know more, and I agree with you on that. You should never say, oh, I know everything, and I'm done with all the trainings and all the learning. There's always room for growth, but you don't have to wait to apply whatever you learn. Apply it today. Start today, okay? Now, number two, children are moving toward normalization. If you have gone through my five-day workshop called the Montessori Way Foundation's workshop, where you can actually join the wait list. I do it a couple of times a year, and I'm going to share the link with you in comments. Let me just find it real fast. So you can join the waitlist for the workshop. I do it 2, maybe 3 times a year, and it is masterthemontessorilife.com. Let me find it really fast for you. I want you to join the waitlist because then you will be able to know when I'm doing it again. I don't want you to miss out on it. I think you would really, really enjoy it. Okay, let's find that link. Oh, there we go. I got it. There. If you are on a page, you will be able to see it. If you are in a group, I'm going to put it in a banner right now so you can see it and join. MasterTheMontessoriLife.com, TMWFF-workshop. All right, let me scroll it down so you can see it. So if you have gone through my five-day workshop, it's completely free, and you can join the waitlist there for the next one. It's called the Montessori Way Foundation's Workshop. You will know that I will take an entire day to coach you on just the concept of what Maria Montessori called normalization, all right? In short, normalization in the Montessori prepared environment is the process of the child becoming well-adjusted to the routines and norms within that prepared environment. The most important thing to know is that you can shortcut this process. And the way you do that is by setting up a Montessori Practical Life Works shelf or a table or part of a shelf in your Montessori classrooms. All right. Keeping child development in mind and giving children freedom within limits, they will have the ability to pick Montessori materials that are practical and provoke children to enjoy independence. Another reason why I don't worry about knowing everything about Montessori before applying it or doing it is because as long as you know how to set up Practical Life Works in the 6 categories, then you are winning. All right. It is so exciting to know that. And you know what? There is a product that I have made, that I have put together, that you can learn about the 6 categories of Practical Life. And if you want to know about Practical Life, then you'll know that you need to apply the 6 categories. So children will be well-rounded. You don't want to focus on just one. You want to make sure that you cover all 6 at one point or another. And I will be sharing that resource with you at the end of the show, okay? Or I will share it with you right now, actually. MasterTheMontessoriLife.com, and then you're going to go to Why I Don't Worry About Knowing Everything About Montessori, which is today's show. It will show you today's show. So if you go to MasterTheMontessoriLife.com, you are going to see that it is the newest article today. And if you are watching months from now, and this is not new, then you just go to masterthemontessorilife.com. And then in the search window, you will put why I don't worry. Why I don't worry in the search window. And this article will pop up. All right. So that will show you that resource that covers all six categories for practical life. And it gives you the checklists to make sure that you're covering all of those six categories. And I give you a long list of ideas for Montessori practical life works that you can do for each of the six categories. So you don't want to miss that information. If you are really anxious about the concept of normalization and you just don't feel sufficiently prepared, then you will want to take the assessment, Montessori assessment that I have put together for you. I will give you great guidance on where you currently are on your Montessori journey. And I will also send you a free starter kit that you can print out and study right away. So this starter kit is a printable PDF file that will be directly related to the level that you land on when you take the assessment. So there won't be any missing steps for you. Exactly where you are is exactly where you start. Pick up right where you are, whether you land on level one or you land on level four, it doesn't matter. All right. Or anywhere in between, actually. I have four levels that you land on. So when you take the assessment, when you take the Montessori assessment, you're going to land on one of those four levels. And then I will send you the PDF with actionable steps, 18 steps that you can take that will help you, all right? You go to masterthemontessorilife.com/assessment. And that is where you will find this assessment. It is completely free. The PDF starter kit is completely free as well. I just want you to grow in your Montessori journey. I want you to grow in your confidence because, like I said at the beginning, if your life is changed, then you will turn around and go change children's lives. That is very important to me. We're world changers, life changers, and we cannot put that to waste. All right. Now, before I move on to point number three, which is very important, I want to show you something. So I will be right back.
Discover what's stopping you from creating smooth, successful Montessori days. It's time to take the assessment. Yes, it is free. And when you do, you will land on four different levels depending on your Montessori journey. Once you land on those levels, you will receive a free printable starter kit that is specifically made for your level. It includes 18 steps for you to take and follow that will get you step by step closer and closer to creating smooth, successful Montessori days the right way. To get there, go to masterthemontessorilife.com/assessment. That's masterthemontessorilife.com/assessment. Go there today.
All right, there you go. Take the assessment today. It is completely free and it is super helpful for you. And I just can't wait to hear those success stories on how these 18 actionable steps in the starter kit have been life-changing for you and how they have transformed your Montessori journey. Now, let's go into number three. Children are happy. Why I don't worry about knowing everything about Montessori before starting is because I can see that children are happy. Montessori teachers at school and at home feel an especially heavy burden in not knowing whether children are learning or not, whether they are progressing, if you are doing a good job, or if you're not going to ruin the child, in short. Please let me dispel those fears for you right now. I want you to know that the Montessori educational method can be intimidating, because it is so different and unique from the traditional education that we are used to. But that is not a reason to freeze up, be insecure, or wait until we know all the things to move forward. Another reason why I don't worry about knowing everything about Montessori before applying it is because one of the biggest signs that you are doing a good job in the Montessori environment is that children are happy. That is right. Happiness is a sign of success. Happiness in the Montessori environment is different from outside happiness because the happiness you admire and witness in the child is directly related to the materials and works that you have set out for the child to choose from. The fact that the children are happy is a sign that you hit the nail in the head. So please be encouraged. You don't have to wait until you know everything about the Montessori philosophy to get started. So let me give you your key takeaways today. Consider taking the Montessori assessment that I mentioned in point number two. Print out the starter kit. It will be in an email after you finish the assessment. And follow the 18 actionable steps to help you move forward in your Montessori journey. Remember to pay attention to children and make sure that the activities that you set out for your Montessori children, make sure that they are learning, that they are moving towards normalization, and that they are happy. Relax and know that you can learn something new about Montessori and literally turn around and apply it that very moment. Trust me, guys, I have 16 years of Montessori experience in teaching, coaching others, and homeschooling my children, and I still don't know 100% everything. I cannot live in Dr. Maria Montessori's head now, can I? No, I can only learn so much and I can only apply so much, even if I am a lifelong learner, right? I still enjoy rereading Maria Montessori's books and materials to learn more or to grasp something from a different angle, but that doesn't stop me from wanting to apply it. So let me remind you again, really quickly, to go and take the assessment. Go to masterthemontessorilife.com/assessment and take the assessment today. If you go to today's blog post, the article has all of the resources that I have just mentioned. It has the link to the assessment. It has the link to another live training that I did on normalization in Montessori children. I have the link to the resource that talks about practical life and the checklists for the six categories in practical life. And I give you more and more information there as well. So make sure that you check it out. Go to masterthemontessorilife.com and then go to the search window and type why I don't worry or I don't worry. Something like that. And you will be able to see that article right there with all of the resources. Because the link is kind of long, it's best to just go to masterthemontessorilife.com and you can do the search window, I don't worry. And that should bring it right up. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here with me. I love, love, love to teach you guys. And don't forget that you are going to be, working on becoming a more centered, organized Montessori guide as you take an extra step today with this training. Turn around and see what you can apply today. So go take the assessment and I will see you next week. Bye.
I appreciate you sharing time with me today. You have tons of choices about what you're listening to and I love that you chose Master the Montessori Life Show. Thank you. Well, that's it for today. Until next time, this is Tanya Wright with MasterTheMontessoriLife.com. I hope that you will take the time to digest the training to create solutions that will bring about smooth, successful Montessori days for you. Let's get you closer to that transformation today.